your name again, Wilbur?
Wilbur H. Williamson.
All right, Wilbur, and where do you live at now?
At 2552 East State Road 2, Rolling Prairie.
Oh, very good. So, Wilbur, we're going to go back a lot of years to the winter short course. So this is Fred Whitford, and I'm speaking with Wilbur Williamson. And, Wilbur, tell me what town you live in.
Well, our mailing address is Rolling Prairie, Indiana.
Oh, very good. So, Wilbur, we're going to go back a few years, and we're going to try to see if we can recount some of your days at the Winter Ag Short Course.
Okay.
Can you kind of remember about how old you were at the time?
Yes, I was, I just graduated from high school, and I was 18 years old.
Oh, neat. So, and Wilbur, today you are how old?
I'm going to be 91 in November.
Very good. Congratulations. 91. So, Wilbur, you were 18 years old, and you had finished high school, and did you take mainly, in high school, did you take mainly, did you take a lot of ag courses
when you
were there?
Yes.
Did you, because I haven't talked to anybody about that, so you had... was it mainly VOAG kinds of things, or was vocational agriculture even in the schools at that time?
Well, vocational ag just started in a lot of the schools at that time.
All right. So were you able to take advantage of that, or that came basically as you were graduating?
Well, I would say I took advantage of it, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember some of the types of, was the high school education, was it pretty much to get you back to the farm?
No, I think it was to provide a better living.
Okay. So now, Wilbur, did your mom and dad farm there where you're at now, or...
Yes, they did. Yes.
And what kind of do you remember the number of acres or kind of what they grew or what they were?
Well, it was just general farming. We had a small dairy, a very small dairy at that time, and that's how we existed. Was on the dairy.
Oh, neat. And so that milk then went into the local community. Is that where it was sold?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So somehow or another, you found out about the winter course. Do you remember how that came about?
No, I don't, because I think I had a, not that I think, I know I had a an agriculture teacher that apparently felt sorry for me because he knew the circumstances of our home life, and he got me this short course scholarship to go to Purdue for 8 weeks, and that short course changed my whole life, and I say that it saved my life during World War II. Because it gave me a great MOS. Do you know what MOS stands for?
No, it sounds like a military term.
Military Occupational Specialty.
Okay.
And I had it gave me a great MOS, and it kept me out of the infantry, and I landed in the Air Force. Of course, I enlisted, but because of my training and that, it gave me great opportunities, and I didn't get into the infantry at all.
Okay, so it gave you another option that you may not have had.
That's right, absolutely.
Now, when you without going into a lot of detail, because some of it may be personal and it's probably not needed here, but was the you say you got a scholarship to come to the course. Did that mean at that time that you and your parents were short on money?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's when you said felt sorry, is times were tough.
Tough. You and a kidney were tough.
And
that was before the war, you see.
Okay. So
that's World War II.
Okay. So when you were 18 years old, and so you remember what year the winter short course was that you went to?
Yes, it was 1940.
Okay. So
January 1940.
All right. So let's see what kind of farm you told me, how you found out the course. So do you remember, was your cost to the actual class, to the 8 weeks course was free, but you still had to...
Oh, no, it wasn't free.
Oh, okay.
No, it wasn't free.
So you had to pay for something?
Oh, yes. That plus the board and room, of course, when I went down to Purdue.
All right. So you did you live close by the Purdue campus?
No. I lived at Rolling Prairie, Indiana.
But when you came up here for the 8 weeks, did you live here during that 8 weeks?
I lived those 8 weeks. I lived at 412 Wood Street.
Oh, you still remember it?
412 Wood Street. It ain't there anymore.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so,
you know why it ain't there?
Why is that?
Because the Union Building took it over.
I'll be. That was before the. Okay.
Yeah. 412 Wood Street isn't there anymore.
And so that was then. You were really close to the. I mean, you were right on campus.
Well, yes. Yeah, you better believe it. I was only a couple blocks from the Union Building.
Now, did you rent the house or rent a room? Or
I rented a room with two other guys, Leo Stefani and Frank Land.
Okay. Isn't that funny what we can remember all these years later, isn't it?
Leo Stefani is, he's deceased now, and I don't know about Frank Land, but they took different courses than what I did, but three of us rented one room at 412 Wood Street.
Well, I want you to know that Mr. Land is still alive.
Oh, he is?
And I'm going to be interviewing him in the next couple of days.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell him I said hello, and he still owes me a coffee.
I will surely tell him that. Yes. Well, this is pretty cool. So,
well, you see, he went to Clinton Township High School. And Clinton Township was an enemy of the great Rolling Prairie High School. I'm just joking now, but
yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that was your arch rival in sports.
Oh, absolutely. Basketball.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I will.
They had a pretty good team in spite of their smallness. Clinton Township was really, really small.
Well, I had just read something about a lot of the township schools and how really basketball was what gave them their character, their almost what the whole community revolved around at that time.
Oh, absolutely. Hell, they lived and died for those teams.
Yep, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So when you came to take the course, Wilbur, did you had a choice, I think, of different courses you could take?
No, I was, pardon me, I was encouraged by my agriculture teacher, Robert A. Russell, to take dairy production, because he had it in mind that I could get a job after I took this dairy production course. He wanted to help me out, get me started, and it did give me an opening to start, not to start, but to test dairy cows in in Porter County. That Porter County is in Valparaiso.
Yep, and my understanding is that after the war was over, then that's what you spent much of your career at.
Well, yes and no. I did it on a part-time basis because after the war, I didn't want to go back to doing what I was doing because it wasn't the best job because you had, in this dairy production, you went from one farm, you was at one farm one day, and another farm the next day, and another farm the next day, and I didn't exactly like that, so I got a job, a permanent job, with it was known at that time, Indiana Associated Telephone Company.
Okay.
Which is now General Telephone, and I think probably have a different name to them now, even, but it ended up with General Telephone. So I got a job doing like a storekeeper job with the company, and then I ended up from that I went to being a testman on the test board.
Okay.
And that's where I ended up at when I retired from the General Telephone Company.
All right.
And I've been on pension ever since.
So Wilbur, then you're 18 years old, you come to Purdue, you're in the dairy. Can you recall, some just general stories? How, you know, was it lecture classes and labs? And, I mean, what happened when you, during that 8 weeks, can you kind of describe to somebody that wasn't there what it was like?
Well, I thought it was fantastic when I went there because, of course, at 18 years of age, everything was fantastic, and I wanted to get an education, and I studied dairy production and dairy bacteriology and feeds and feeding and stuff like that, and it was very interesting because I would be using that information when I went out and got a job, and I did, but that's what they told us to build up our importance, I guess.
Yep.
But how many old time farmers are going to listen to an 18-year-old kid coming out telling him how to dairy when he's been doing it for a lifetime? And this 18-year-old kid that just went to Purdue is going to come out here and tell me how to dairy.
Yep.
You know?
Well, times haven't changed too much.
I think sometimes they did listen, but not too often.
So, Wilbur, when you were on campus, do you remember where you took your classes at?
Oh, yeah, in the dairy, Smith Hall.
Smith Hall, yep.
And then there was another building just east of that Smith Hall. I don't know what the name of that building was, but I had some classes in there.
That would have been Ag Hall.
Yeah.
Yep. And so, do you remember any of the professors? Any of the professors' names come to mind?
Professor Wilbur. Jack Wilbur was his name. He was kind of hard of hearing, but he taught a good class. I always liked him. Some of the guys didn't like him, but I did. Jack Wilbur was his name.
And most of the 8 weeks was with Jack Wilbur?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, because I can't right now. I can't think of the professor that taught dairy bacteriology. I don't know. I can't remember the name.
Okay. So you'd go into like any other classroom? You sit there and they lecture?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They treated us just like we were regular students, but we were there only for 8 weeks, but it was it gave me a great thrill because I wanted to get more education, and I thought I was living on top of the world going to Purdue for
That's
8
great.
Weeks.
That's great. Now, then I guess at times you must have had labs, or you went out to the field, out to the farm, and the farm was pretty close by, wasn't it?
It certainly was. Yes, sir. It was just west of the Smith Hall.
Yep.
Yes, sir, it was, but of course they've changed all that. Now, and I haven't been back to where they put the farm, but, oh, yeah, they changed all that.
The only thing that's left, right now, Wilbur, is the old pavilion.
Oh, it is?
Yes, sir. The pavilion is still here.
No kidding.
Yep. It's right there, right across the street from where I'm at. So, and the rest of it, and then the horse barn is still there, though it's been built up into another building. So, if you can remember the horse barn.
No, I can't remember the horse barn, no.
All right. What were some other, what did they do when you went out to the farm? What were they trying to show you there?
Oh, the methods of dairying, how they milk the cows and, pardon me, but just a generalization of taking care of cows. How you prepared them and what you fed them and where you put them out on pasture.
Okay.
And such as that, what you fed them. Of course, that was all in part in learning as how you fed them and the amounts that you fed them.
Do you remember at all? Actually, I forgot to ask you, Wilbur. Times were tough, and you had to have rent money, food money, and all the other things that you had to pay. Had you saved up a little money to be able to come to school, or?
Oh, you better believe I did. Yes.
And where did that money come from?
Well, believe it or not, I went to work for a carpenter right after high school. I got 25 cents an hour for doing carpenter work. 25 cents an hour, I got.
Yeah.
And I saved enough money to, because I wanted to get the hell out of my the environment that I was in. So I saved everything. I didn't smoke, drink, or chase. I didn't have a car or anything. But I wanted to get the hell out of my environment that I was in. And the only way to do that was, and it's still that way. And if you want to change your environment, get an education.
You bet.
Without an education, you ain't going nowhere.
And it's more important now than ever before.
Oh, absolutely. More so now than ever.
Yep. So you actually then were a carpenter, and that's how you saved your money.
That's right, yes.
Did you have to do...
Well, now, wait a minute. A half-assed carpenter, because I didn't make any windows like he did. He had an old guy by the name of Albert Preston that made the windows, and all I did was the general hard work, digging trenches,
okay,
putting up studs and stuff like that.
You betcha. So when you were in class, again, here at Purdue, and they treated you like a regular student.
Absolutely.
And I assume you had homework?
Yeah, a little bit. I can't remember studying too much homework.
And then obviously you had tests you had to take.
Yeah, if I did any studying, I'm sure it was in the Union Building, because couldn't do any studying in... at 412 Wood Street, because my two roommates, they were busy and wouldn't let you study anyway. Did you say Frank Land is still living?
Yes, sir.
No kidding. You tell him I said, oh.
Well, I'm gonna give you, if it's okay with you, I will give him your phone number.
That'll be okay, yeah.
Okay. So,
me a coffee.
I'm gonna remind him of that.
Yeah.
Were your grades pretty good?
Yeah, I thought I did real good in Purdue, and here I am, just graduating from high school and going to a powerful Purdue University. And my grades, I thought were not top notch because I just was that pay that much attention. But I did the best that I could, and I would say it was average.
Okay, you don't have copies of your grades today, do you?
Oh, but no.
Okay, do you have a copy of your winner certificate?
I suppose I have it, but I don't know where it's at.
Okay. So toward the end of the session, did you have any competitions? Were there, like, any competition?
Oh, yes. Oh, you better believe there was competition.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there was, I can't remember how many graduated from that class, but Purdue was doing an awful lot of pushing these dairy herds. See, the dairy herds at that time were anywhere from 5 cows to probably 100. Most of them were small herds by probably 25, 30, 40 head of cows. I ended up testing cows at the Indiana prison farm up here on between LaPorte and Michigan City. I tested their cows, and they milked 3 times a day, and I held my job at the General Telephone Company. I had a good boss. He knew I was working pretty hard, and he kind of liked me, and I got by drawing those samples of milk 3 times a day. And that's what kept me going.
You bet. So do you remember, was there sort of like a reception at the end of your 8 weeks?
Not that I can remember.
All right. Did you ever meet John Skinner, the dean?
Who?
John Skinner. He would have been the dean of the School of Ag?
No.
Okay.
No, never met him.
Did you ever, he was already gone. Did you ever meet a Mr. Latta?
No.
And how about Virginia Meredith?
No.
Okay. And so...
Jack Wilbur is the only one that I can remember that at the time.
Okay.
If somebody would rattle off some names that were teaching down there, I probably would remember them.
You betcha.
Jack Wilbur, I remember him because he was kind of hard of hearing. He was a good teacher, disciplinarian. But you didn't go to sleep in his class. If you went to sleep in his class, get the hell out of here because you're not learning anything. Yeah, I had a good friend of mine. He went to sleep in class. He kicked his ass out of the class.
Did he let him come back, or that was it?
Yeah.
So, but he made his point with him.
Oh yeah.
All right. Can you tell me anything about? Was there any women in your dairy course?
No.
Okay.
No, it was all men, all young boys.
And most of them were young men at the time? I mean, 18, 25, in that range?
Well, I don't think there's any of them over 20 years old.
Okay. All right.
No, it was all freshly out of high school.
All right. So anything else, Wilbur, as we're just sitting here reminiscing about the past, anything about I don't know, the school, the grading, the professors, the farm, the dairy herd, or Purdue is as a whole, is there anything that comes to mind, a good story or two, or what have you?
No, I can't remember it. However, when I did enlist in the Army, I told them I went to Purdue, and they gave me a lucky break, and I wasn't in the infantry anyway, when the Battle of the Bulge started, I appreciated my position because I was in Reims, France at the time of the Battle of the Bulge started, and because of my MOS, I remained in the Air Force because they were taking guys out of the Air Force and putting them in the infantry because we was getting our ass beat.
Yeah.
During the Battle of the Bulge.
Did you have anything to do with dairy while you were in the Air Force?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. Good. I went to visit some farms down in, pardon me. I went and visited a couple farms that were close to the Smyrna. I went to Smyrna Air Base, south of Nashville. I went to a couple dairy farms because I just left the occupation of testing cows, and so I visited a couple of the dairy farms, but that's about it.
You betcha. Well, Wilbur, I think we captured what we needed here from you, and I appreciate this very, very much,
And what's your last name?
All right. It's Whitford.
Whitford?
Yes, sir.
W-H-I-T?
F-O-R-D.
F-O-R-D?
Yes, sir.
And are you from Purdue?
Yes, sir. I'm here in the School of Ag now. I work... Smith Hall is still here.
Well, I don't know if they put our pictures in Smith Hall or not, the short course people, I don't know if they did that or not, because I never went back to see if they I know they took pictures of us, but I don't know if they put it in Smith Hall or not, but I'll just say, you might, it was 1940.
Okay. Do you have any pictures at all of your time here?
No, I don't.
Okay.
We were too damn poor to have cameras.
I bet. Well,
buddy, those were hard times.
What was your I think we've asked. I'm going through my notes now. I think I've got the questions I wanted to ask you. So we are done, and I wanted to thank you very, very much for give me some time this morning, Wilbur. This is going to add. What I will do is just add it to the book. And when somebody's reading to the book, we're going to take your voice. We put this on tape, and we're going to put this on. We're going to make it basically put it on the computer.
I see.
And then the people that we're interviewing, we will then when you come to part of a chapter, you say, "Would you like to hear what it was like to go to the short course?" And we'll have two or three of you, and then they'll be able to click on that one and hear our conversation now.
Well, are you going to interview Frank Land?
Yes, sir.
No kidding?
Yeah. He's coming up, and I'm going to have to call him today to get the exact time with him. But, yep, he said he'd be more than happy to help.
Well, just tell him that he owes me a coffee.
I got that one down. I can't wait to tell him.
Yeah, okay.
All right, sir.
Well, he was from Clinton Township, and as far as their basketball team, they never was very good. But he and I, we had a lot of fun going to Purdue.
Well, why does he owe you a cup of coffee?
Oh, I don't know. Just tell him.
Okay.
It's a made-up story.
I will do that. See what he says. He probably said, "That old rascal, I bet I do owe him a cup of coffee."
Yeah.
All right, sir. Well, Wilbur, I enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, all right. Oh, you have a good day.
I will, sir. Thank you much.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.